It is comforting to see President Donald Trump as a crazy man, a one-off, an exception, not a reflection on us or our democracy. But in ways I never anticipated, his rise was absolutely predictable and a mirror on our soul. Early in the recent U.S. presidential campaign, a producer invited me to appear on a national television program to analyze Trump's psychology and provide him with a psychiatric diagnosis. It might have been fun. Trump and I were born around the same time and grew up within a few miles of each other in Queens, outside Manhattan. I had casually followed his lifelong quest for media attention, finding his misadventures and constant self-promotions cute, in a repulsive sort of way. But I had to decline the invitation. First off, I saw no evidence that Trump had a mental disorder, and even if I did, the American Psychiatric Association has a useful ethics policy that explicitly prohibits the armchair diagnosis of politicians. It goes back to the 1964 presidential election. Liberal psychiatrists had taken cheap shots at Barry Goldwater, the radical right-wing Republican candidate, publicizing their diagnosis that he was too mentally ill to be trusted with the nuclear button. They had no right to use professional credentials to medicalize their political beef with Goldwater, and I had no desire to register my political disapproval and personal distaste for Trump via psychiatric name-calling. When instead, I jokingly offered to express my purely layman's opinion that Trump is a classic schmuck, the producer quickly replied that this wasn't the least bit newsworthy. Everyone already knew it. I laughingly agreed, but, as it turned out, we were both dead wrong. To everyone's amazement, probably including his own, Trump was elected President of the United States. The blustery, bullying bravado that served him so well on reality TV and on the campaign trail is a disastrous disqualification in America's commander-in-chief. In his own inimitable way, Trump bragged that, once president, he would become more presidential than anybody other than the great Abe Lincoln. He was very presidential, right? But Trump can never be anything but Trump. We have had our share of dumb presidents, impulsive presidents, lying presidents, ignorant presidents, narcissistic presidents, bellicose presidents, conspiracy theory presidents, and unpredictable presidents. But never before has one president so fully embodied all these reprehensible traits. And never before have the institutions of American democracy appeared so fragile in the face of autocratic attack. Trump has scared so many people that six dystopian classics have suddenly jumped to the top of Amazon's bestsellers list. Orwell's 1984 in Animal Farm, Huxley's Brave New World, Sinclair Lewis's It Can't Happen Here, Margaret Atwood's Handmaid's Tale, and Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451. Trump's mental health, or lack thereof, is a trending topic on the internet, on cable news programs, in magazines and newspapers, and most hilariously, on Saturday Night Live. And political pundits, politicians, and comedians pored over the so-called Bible of Psychiatry, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM, and reached the consensus that Trump suffers from narcissistic personality disorder. Soon, many psychologists and some psychiatrists, compelled by a perceived higher calling of national interest, chimed in to break the restriction against diagnosing politicians at a distance. Numerous patriotically worded petitions were initiated. A typical one, garnering more than 50,000 signatures, declared, "We, the undersigned mental health professionals, believe in our professional judgment that Donald Trump manifests a serious mental illness that renders him psychologically incapable of competently discharging the duties of President of the United States, and we respectfully request he be removed from office, according to Article 4 of the 25th Amendment of the Constitution. I wrote the criteria for narcissistic personality disorder that first appeared in DSM-3 and are still in use in DSM-5, the most recent edition.